Well, continued programming. We talk with those on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. With us today, Stephanie Hexel, NFT Outreach Specialist, talking about Community Options Counseling. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hey, what is this counseling?
So Community Options Counseling is one of the services that we offer, and this is available to individuals who are in a nursing home setting. A lot of what we do at Area Agency focuses on helping people stay as independent as possible, and a lot of times people are in a nursing home maybe for reasons that they didn't predict or expect. They might have had a fall, an illness, an injury, something has happened, and now they're in a setting that maybe they don't want to be in long term. So this is really our opportunity to talk with somebody one-on-one about all the different resources applicable to their unique situation so that they can make an informed decision about how they live, where they live, and how they might receive care.
Now, I think you need to be in a nursing home to participate, but there are other qualifications?
Essentially, for the in-person options visit, correct, you do need to be in a nursing home, but that is it. And that's what we'd like to confirm with this program is it's open to anybody, regardless of their insurance, regardless of how long they've been in the nursing home. This could be for somebody who's there maybe for a short-term rehabilitation stay, or maybe somebody who's been there for 10 years and goes, you know what, I do want to talk to somebody and just know what options are available to me. So that is our basic requirement, be in a nursing home and want to participate.
So what happens during an options counseling visit?
The options counseling visits are done by a social worker from the Area Agency on Aging, and they're really quite informal, where we are going to meet with the person and just have some conversation about what it is that their goals are, what they might be looking for. We want to review kind of what their support system looks like, what maybe they already have in place, maybe the things that they don't have in place, so that we can help them identify applicable resources.
Would there be an example of maybe a question that a person asks during a visit?
Yes, a lot of times we see people who maybe their plan, they have a home to return to, so their plan is to go home, but now they're realizing, you know what, given what I have going on, I'm starting to need more help with housekeeping, or I need somebody to help me with some personal care like bathing. So they might ask, you know, is there a program out there that could help me with this task? Is that something that would be available to me? And there are a number of programs out there in the community. So that's why we like to talk with people, because not only are we informing them, but this is also a way to do a little bit of pre-screening to figure out truly what somebody may or may not be eligible for.
I'm assuming, Stephanie, people are under no obligation, let's say, after a community options counseling visit?
Yep. Right. So we do our options visits. And again, this is meant to be informative to that person. And then the ball is in their court. It's up to them on what they would like to do with that information. If somebody is saying, yes, I do want to proceed with finding another housing option, or I'm returning home and do want some services in place, we will absolutely help them get that coordinated. But if we're talking to people and they're going, you know, thanks for the information, I'll think about it and make a decision from there, that is absolutely their call. We want them to feel empowered in that decision.
Where is this available?
Well, Area Agency on Aging serves a 9-county area. So this is open to anybody in a nursing home setting in our 9 counties that we serve. And that's throughout Western Michigan.
So let's say someone wants to make a referral for the program. Take me through that, yeah.
Yes, so pretty much all of our referrals are done over the phone, which our main phone number is 616-456-5664, or we have a toll-free number, 888-456-5664, and an individual can call on behalf of himself or herself. We also have a lot of relationships with the nursing home social workers who serve as the discharge planners, and they make a lot of referrals to us too. So sometimes somebody might say, I'm interested in having this conversation. They might say that to their social worker, who then gets in contact with our agency to initiate this process.
What about information one should have available during the meeting? What would that be?
Since this is more of an informational and informal type of visit, what we like to have is just somebody present, whether it's the individual himself or herself, or other family members and friends who can just kind of describe what's going on in the situation. So we don't have to have any specific paperwork. There's nothing that the person needs to necessarily prepare for, but we want to be able to just have some conversation when we're in person about what it is that they're looking for. If they can articulate to us again what their goals would be, that gives us a good kind of framework, so to speak, of what then we might be able to assist them with or how we can guide them.
It's called Community Options Counseling.
Correct.
Cool. Stephanie, anything else?
That should be it. Again, if somebody's in a nursing home and wants to have this conversation, the one thing I do like to stress too is this is something that ARI Agency offers free of charge. So there's no financial obligation. There's no insurance requirement, but it is a good opportunity to talk with somebody in person instead of trying to find resources over the phone or the internet, which are very valuable, but hard to determine what is most applicable when you don't have somebody right there to help you.
Awesome. Thanks on behalf of the ARI Agency and you as an NFT Outreach Specialist, Stephanie Hexel. Take care.
Thank you.